Participants at a forum in Kumasi have challenged the youth of Ghana to resist inducements by politicians and political parties to engage in violence and other negative acts to advance the cause of the parties at the expense of their own personal lives, future and social peace. We also encourage the youth to learn and adhere to principles of the national constitution to promote Ghana's democracy. The 80 participants were from some registered social youth clubs of the National Youth Council operating in the Ashanti region. Correspondent Nicholas Osegusu has sent this report.
The Youth Forum, which was on the theme Equipping the Youth for Qualitative Participation in Ghana's Democracy, was jointly organized by Project Citizen Ghana and the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE. It was sponsored by Hans International and the Center for Civic Education and formed part of activities commemorating this year's Constitution Week. The national celebration is focused on the state of Ghana's democracy 2011. All the participants were unanimous in their remarks that indecent dressing and indiscipline among the youth is on the increase and must be tackled head-on in order to protect the youth who are the future leaders of the country. They also called on politicians to be decorous in their utterances, ensure proper time management while being patriotic and transparent in their dealings. In an address, a former commissioner of the NCCE, Kwame Opoku Efiye, expressed worry about the negative influence of information and communication technology and modernity on the behavior and attitudes of the youth. He entreated the youth not to allow themselves to be manipulated by politicians to achieve their selfish ends, but assessed the challenge to shape their own destiny. Mr. Efiye called on Project Citizen Ghana to extend the civic clubs in second cycle schools to each administrative district of the country to help imbibe patriotism and acceptable behavior in the students before they graduate. The project director of Project Citizen Ghana, Fanny Judith Kuma, said the project, which began in 2006, now has 195 civic clubs in schools nationwide. She said the clubs aim to develop the members to be critical thinkers and actively participate in national policy formulation, especially those that concern the youth.
Nicholas Osei was to file that report.